things, and the big things will work themselves out. These types of valuable advice are woven within Heather Morris's debut book, Tattooist of Auschwitz. Hello, I'm Caden, and here with Ryan, Elise, and Emma. And welcome to our podcast from Glenbard West. Today we are reviewing this inspiring story told by Heather Morris. So people, what do we think about the book?
Well, The Tattooist of Auschwitz is a story of a man named Lal Savolkia who is shipped to Auschwitz and has to survive the Holocaust, born in Slovakia and taken away from his family because he was Jewish. He encounters many challenges along the way, including helping his fellow comrades to survive, to keep them alive.
Yeah, Lalhead became a favorite in the camp because he knew multiple languages. He received the title and job of being the tattooist. Whether it be sneaking food around to feed others, buying medicine for the sick and hungry, or putting his own life at risk, Lael sacrifices a lot for his fellow prisoners in Auschwitz.
I agree. Lael definitely lives by the mindset to save one is to save the world, to help him endure every horrible day within the concentration camps he is trapped in. I believe this theme of optimism present throughout the book is shown by Lael's conscious decision every day to choose positivity in a time of despair. In his mind, if he looks on the bright side of events, he will be safe, showing great courage in the face of adversity.
Lael is not the only character who has positive motivation. Throughout the story, Gitta Furman is a strong role model for others, including Lael, when he starts to give up hope. Gitta is the love interest of the story, and she was also placed in the concentration camp because she is Jewish. While Lael was tattooing a group of females, he met Gitta. Throughout the book, Lael supported Gitta through her struggles in a concentration camp, creating yet another driving force to escape the horrible conditions in Auschwitz.
This isn't another traditional World War II novel either, due to its unique plot and personal endeavors Lael has gone through. Since the book is based off of real-life events and unique consequences that Lael faced, this story gives the reader a new perspective on life and its value. The aspects of danger, suspense, drama, and unexpected love truly make this book appeal to everyone. However, due to the harsh reality of life and other deadly factors about World War II, the audience also has to be aware of the terrible events occurring during this time and story.
Well, let's not forget that other sources such as the New York Times and the Auschwitz Memorial have come to question the authenticity and accuracy of the novel. Say the historical facts in the novel blur together fiction too much, taking away key details within the story. Personally, since the book is based off the story and memory of Lael Sokolov, some of the information may be skewed due to retelling of his old story at an old age. However, the facts presented in the book are what Lael remembers as true, and it does not take away from significance of his journey or message throughout.
Well said. Overall, The Tattooist of Auschwitz has an underlying message to not just survive, but to try your hardest so that maybe one day you can help people through your efforts. Lael demonstrates this greatly during his time spent in Auschwitz, and Heather Morris captures this idea effectively, giving justice to Lael's life story. Motivation through the struggles of a concentration camp has been proven difficult by Lael, but he continues to thrive in an unwelcoming environment through various acts of heroism. So if you can't wait to see what happens in Lael's inspiring story, go out and buy this book. We highly recommend it. I'm Caden with Ryan, Elise, and Emma, and see you next week for another book review.